Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014, and this is Jennifer Ritter reporting. I am a member of Boston Council 27, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. On Sunday, the newly elected international officers began their terms in office. Each will serve a four-year term. They are Sarah Nelson, United, International President, Deborah Souter, Envoy, International Vice President, and Kevin Cragen, United, International Secretary Treasurer. We encourage you to view a video message recorded by our new International President. We also congratulate Heather Honeycutt, Continental, who was selected by President Nelson to serve as her Executive Assistant. Today, management awarded the bids for Partnership 12, scheduled to begin June 30, 2014, and run through December 2014. In total, only five partnerships were awarded, two in Frankfurt and one each in Hong Kong, London, and Narita. Management says this minimal number of awards is due to an unanticipated increase in flying assigned to pre-merger United. Those who were awarded the partnership bid will be advised via corporate email. Flight attendants who submitted a Partnership 12 bid and were not awarded will be added to the waitlist for consideration for August through December, if they so elected. Within the next few weeks, a new screen will be added so you may add or remove a waitlist request. Questions concerning Partnership 12 should be directed to mail@partnership.united.com. A ruling made last week by Canadian authorities has paved the way for gate-to-gate personal electronic device use. Canadian airlines may now apply for permission to allow their passengers to use their approved PEDs in airplane mode from boarding to deplaning. These airlines must demonstrate that their aircraft seats are compatible with the revised guidelines and update manuals and crew training. Air Canada is hoping to be able to win approval within days. The policy change was made largely to align Canadian carriers with those from the United States and Europe. No new action on the part of U.S. crew members is required. On Thursday, June 5th, call-in reserve assignments will be made using the new reserve preferencing system for the first time. Subsequent to the 1900 local call-in assignments, ready reserve assignments will be made using the separate ready reserve preferences. You are not required to utilize the reserve preferencing system. However, if you plan on taking advantage of this contractual benefit, you should ensure that your daily preferences are entered into the system by 1500 local domicile time for assignment at 1900 local domicile time for the following day. For help with entering your preferences into the system, contact your LEC or visit the reserve preferencing area on our website. Please understand the Flight Attendant Briefing Center is not an appropriate resource for questions relating to the reserve preferencing system. Only your AFA representatives and official AFA communications should be relied upon for issues related to reserve preferencing. If you've been keeping up on your union news, you already know that we are presently exploring new ways to escalate the pace of our contract talks. As we continue with that process, there is likely to be new information on a regular basis. The JNC shares news through Negotiations Update, a briefing that is compiled by the JNC and Joint Communications Committee, JCC. You can subscribe to have negotiations updates emailed to you automatically or stop by ourunited.org, the online home of our JNC. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.